The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
For so many years, we have just received so much bad news from the Supreme Court. That is, if you're a traditionalist, if you're a constitutionalist, if you're an evangelical Christian, if you are pro-life, if you are pro-marriage, if you're pro-family, pro-constitution, it's just seemed like one bit of bad news after another until now. Until now. And it's not just from the new Supreme Court members. Clarence Thomas has finally found his voice. Clarence Thomas is often referred to as the silent member of the Supreme Court. He does question witnesses when hearings are held before the Supreme Court, but not nearly as many as much as the other justices. He does write opinions, but not nearly as often as the other justices. And I'm not sure why. Maybe because he felt like he was in the minority. I don't know, and I shouldn't even speculate, and I won't. But in the last year, Clarence Thomas has found his voice, and he is speaking out. He is speaking out often, and he is speaking out forcefully concerning things that mean a great deal to him. One of them is the life issue. And this is one of those issues that through the years, we have heard very little from the individual Supreme Court justices about abortion. A word here, a word there, the liberal justices will, occasionally talk about the constitutional right to a woman's right to choose, but they don't go into detail. That's why this is so encouraging. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to revive Alabama's ban on partial birth abortion. That's not good news. But the good news is that Justice Clarence Thomas has openly criticized his own Supreme Court, of which he is a member, for their lack of moral logic. Yeah, some of his statements are just very, very powerful. He joined the rest of the justices in affirming a lower circuit court's decision because of precedent. But then he broke from the other justices in saying this. He wrote, quote, "The notion that anything in the Constitution prevents states from passing laws prohibiting the dismembering of a living child is implausible." Now, what's he talking about when he talks about the dismembering of a living child? He's talking about late-term abortion. D and C, dilation and whatever the C stands for. He said, concerning late-term abortion, and again I quote from Clarence Thomas, "It bleeds to death," talking about the unborn baby, "it bleeds to death as it is torn limb from limb. It can, however, survive for a time while its limbs are being torn off. At the end of the abortion, after the larger pieces of the unborn child have been torn off with forceps and the remaining pieces sucked out with a vacuum, the abortionist is left with a tray full of pieces." Wow. Talk about graphic. Now, I cannot imagine Clarence Thomas making comments like that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And he didn't. To my knowledge, and I'm not an expert on this, but to my knowledge, Clarence Thomas has never made such powerful, compelling statements about abortion. Quote, Clarence Thomas is on record as opposing the Supreme Court's pro-choice rulings. He said that the Alabama case serves as a stark reminder that our abortion jurisprudence has spiraled out of control. He said, under Supreme Court precedent, an abortion restriction is unconstitutional if it places an undue burden on a pregnant woman. Earlier this term, we were confronted with lower court decisions requiring states to allow abortions based solely on the race, sex, or disability of a child. Today, we are confronted with decisions requiring states to allow abortion via live dismemberment. None of these decisions is supported by the text of the Constitution. Although this case does not present the opportunity to address our demonstrably erroneous undue burden standard, we cannot continue blinking at the reality of what this court has wrought.
Whoa!
That's just incredible. He went on, ordinarily, balancing moral concerns against the risks and costs of alternatives is a quintessentially legislative function. But as a court of appeals has suggested, the undue burden standard is an aberration of constitutional law. That is the argument that the abortionists almost always give with state laws like the heartbeat bill that prevents abortion of a child with a beating heart. They say that puts an undue burden on the mother. Clarence Thomas says this whole undue burden standard, quote, is an aberration of constitutional law. Clarence Thomas has certainly made it absolutely clear where he is going to stand when the heartbeat bills approach the Supreme Court, and they have to. Whether they're going to arrive all at the same time, I think there are 12 states, a number of states that now have heartbeat bills on the books. And we know they're going to have to go to the Supreme Court. And when that happens, Roe v. Wade will be in the crosshairs. So we know how Clarence Thomas will stand, and again, I just applaud him. Justice Kagan, Sotomayor, Ruth Bader Ginsburg have been very vocal about their feelings about same-sex marriage, other controversial issues. They have not been shy about expressing their opinion. I think it's about time that the conservatives on the Supreme Court begin expressing their opinion as well. And yet, they have been silent. Judge Scalia, before he passed away, would occasionally speak out on some of these issues, but it's very rare that the conservatives speak out. And I am grateful for Clarence Thomas. And most of you, well, I don't know about most of you, because many of you are too young to remember, because Clarence Thomas has been on the court now for a long time. But if you're old enough to remember, he was mistreated so badly when he was nominated by George H.W. Bush. His confirmation hearing literally turned into a circus. And yet he was confirmed. And he has been a solid justice. He may have been called the silent justice, but he has been a solid justice on constitutional issues. When some of the other supposedly conservative jurists were in question concerning their stance on constitutional issues, Clarence Thomas has almost always been rock solid in upholding the Constitution of the United States. All right. It is time for a quick break. So don't go away. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be right here when we come back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Oh, you know something I forgot. What did I do with it? I printed it out. Oh, here it is. One of our listeners asked if I would read this quote from the debate last night and make some comments on it. I forgot about it. I was talking about the debates and moved on to some other things. This is from Mayor Pete. Yes, Mayor Pete Buttigieg. I have no idea whether that's a correct pronunciation. I don't think anyone else does. I'm not sure he knows. But anyway, Mayor Pete was a part of the debate last night. And it's fascinating how often the Democrats, the progressive left, are bringing up God. Yeah, they are, because, well, most people understand the progressive left has a God problem. They do. But anyway, one of the things that Mayor Pete said last night at the debate, and I quote, "The Republican Party likes to cloak itself in the language of religion. Now, our party doesn't talk about that as much, largely for a very good reason, which is we are committed to the separation of church and state, and we stand for people of any religion and people of no religion. But we should call out hypocrisy when we see it. And for a party that associates itself with Christianity, to say that it is okay to suggest that God would smile on the division of families at the hands of federal agents, that God would condone putting children in cages, has lost all claim to ever use religious language again." Well, that is a fascinating statement from Mayor Pete, because Mayor Pete has repeatedly invoked God in his speeches. He has condemned Vice President Mike Pence, saying that he cannot believe that Mike Pence is a Christian. He has repeatedly said that if your God has a problem with homosexuality, then I have a problem with your God. Mayor Pete has repeatedly invoked God, morality, biblical morality, and so forth. So it's just a wee bit hypocritical for Mayor Pete, who continues to invoke God. And by the way, remember Barack Obama? He invoked God and Scripture all the time. Do you remember when George Bush was president, how many people called him a religious fanatic? Remember that? You heard that all the time. George W. Bush is a religious fanatic. I remember seeing a study in the speeches of George W. Bush and Barack Obama. Barack Obama invoked God, the Bible, religion, and Christianity much more than George W. Bush. They weren't even close. But Bush was the religious fanatic. If you remember, George W. Bush hardly ever talked about God publicly. Privately, he did, but publicly, speeches and so forth, hardly ever. But anyway, the thing, you know, he's talking about hypocrisy and so forth. Have you seen the pictures that have been floating around the internet about the children in, they're not cages, they are large enclosures, if you will, made out of chain link. They are large enclosures, but they're very large. They're not cages. They're enclosures. But there are children in them. And many times the children are sleeping on the floor. and they're wrapped in those light aluminum blankets and so forth. Most of you know that most of those pictures were during the Obama presidency, not the Trump presidency. But yeah. So Mayor Pete is promoting falsehood. Now, let me make a statement. Any Republican that gains any joy, any pleasure from seeing children separated from their parents at the border or put in these enclosures, I will condemn in no uncertain terms. I don't care whether they're Republican or Democrat. It's not right. And again, these children at the border, it is not their fault that their parents are breaking the law. It's not their fault that some, and I want to make that clear, some of their parents are criminals. It's not their fault. That's why I love the Angel Tree campaign every Christmas time. Angel Tree is a ministry of prison fellowship, and they reach out to the children of prisoners. It's not the child's fault that their dad, their mom, or both are in prison. I have enormous sympathy for the children of illegal people, of prisoners. But Mayor Pete putting all of the blame on Republicans is incredibly hypocritical himself. And the whole thing about calling into question the Republicans using religion or Christianity. Again, Mayor Pete, I have read, I have heard several of your speeches that were just filled with references to your God and your Christianity. So enough of the hypocrisy. I could get it in, but I couldn't do it justice. Former President Jimmy Carter is in the news again, unfortunately. I say this with as much respect as I can for a former president of the United States. He just needs to go away and be quiet. And I mean that sincerely. Jimmy Carter, at his advanced age, you know, may he live as long as God wants him to live, but he needs to go away and be quiet. If you haven't heard his latest statement, hang tight. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.